You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit EnduranceWarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's EnduranceWarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Signs are an essential part of our day-to-day lives. Driving down the highway, we see speed signs to help us stay within a safe driving speed. We see stop signs, no exit signs, one-way travel signs, and many more each day we drive our cars. If you work around electrical systems, you might see a high voltage danger sign. If you're by the ocean, you may see a tsunami zone warning sign. All of the different signs we encounter in our lives are there to be seen and acknowledged. Disaster, or even worse, can happen when a person chooses to ignore the signs given. Similarly, God gives us many signs to avoid danger throughout the Bible. Time and time again, we see things all over the Bible that are meant to keep us from walking off the cliff, spiritually speaking. God gave us His Word so that we can be strong Christians. We must reflect on these principles given to us in the Bible and allow them to guide our path. The Bible tells us in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." For the next few moments, let us consider five signs as indicators that we may be in spiritual trouble or that danger is headed our way. I encourage you to deeply consider if you may be in danger of harming your walk with God or your life, and that you allow God to lovingly correct you while there is still time. 1. You are in spiritual danger when you become rebellious. God warns us constantly throughout His Word to avoid becoming rebellious. In the Old Testament, the children of Israel are very frequently called out for being stiff-necked and rebellious. Just to put into perspective how bad rebellion is, let us take a look at an important scripture on the matter. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, King Saul of Israel is commanded by God to completely wipe out the Amalekites. Every living creature is to be destroyed. Saul does not do this. Saul keeps the king alive and some of the quality animals. Saul is confronted for doing this. He tries to cover it all up by insisting that his rebellion toward what God had instructed him to do was actually for spiritual reasons. Saul has the nerve to act like he makes better decisions than God. Saul claims that the reason he did this was so that he could offer sacrifices to God. What Saul does not seem to realize is that God does not make mistakes. If God wanted sacrifices to be performed to him with the spoils obtained through the battle, he would have certainly asked for them. The fact of the matter is that Saul willingly disobeyed God. Because of this, Samuel is sent from God and delivers some devastating words to King Saul. We see this in verse 22 to 23, which say, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." We see here that God is much more interested in our obedience than he is in a sacrifice. King Saul would learn that God is serious when he commands something. Saul is told that the Lord is no longer willing for him to be king, and the cause is the rebellious heart of King Saul. I have noticed in my life that when I want to do something contrary to what I know God wants, I will try and package it up to be as palatable and acceptable as possible. However, if I'm honest with myself, I will see that I often am openly rebelling against God and just need to get my heart right. We might try to justify our rebellion, but we have just seen that God equates it to divination or witchcraft. Let us use this story to avoid the dangers that rebellion will certainly bring us. 2. You are in spiritual danger when you become prideful. Pride is a common theme in the Bible. The danger signs are listed from cover to cover, and it would be in our best interest to pay attention to the warning. The Bible says, Proverbs 16, verse 18, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." And then we're warned again in Proverbs 29, verse 23, that "one's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor." You can be sure that when you catch yourself being prideful, if you do not repent of that quickly, you will find yourself in spiritual danger. A prideful place is a dangerous place to be. Being filled with pride is practically an open invitation for God to bring you down to size, not because he is mean, but because he alone deserves our worship. Throughout society today, we see people who think much too highly of themselves. The Bible warns us that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We all are in desperate need of God's grace, and he is less willing to provide us with that grace when we are arrogant and full of ourselves. This lesson was learned the hard way by a famous king named Nebuchadnezzar. In Daniel 4, verse 28 to 33, Nebuchadnezzar learns that being prideful puts a person in grave danger. He says, "Is not this great Babylon, which I have built by my mighty power as a royal residence and for the glory of my majesty?" In his mind, he is the best thing to have ever happened to the world. In his mind, he alone built Babylon. He has no concept of the fact that God puts rulers where they are, even in ungodly nations. Any rank a person has achieved is because God allowed it to happen. As these prideful words leave his mouth, God steps in to intervene. He strips the king of all his lavish lifestyle right at that very moment. The king loses his mind and goes and lives in the fields like a wild beast until he comes to his senses. Amazingly, at the end of this, he comes to worship the one true God. He just had to lose everything, including his sanity, to be in a humble enough place to look to God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With the struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
When a person becomes prideful, they are at risk of losing everything. Friend, let's ensure we keep our pride in check before an event like this occurs in our lives. 3. You are in spiritual danger when you lose your care for the things of God. Another sign we can use to determine if we are heading for spiritual danger is if we seem to have lost interest in the things of God. We see here how God responds to the church at Ephesus about their loss of zeal for the things of God. Revelation 2, verse 2-5 says, "I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent." Notice that this church is still mentioned as currently having good attributes and good works that are indeed worthy of respect. Their problem is, however, that they are beginning to trend downward as far as their passion for the things of God goes. God notices this downward trend and tells them that they need to change. God is informing them that they need to rekindle that love that they had for the things of God, like at the start, and climb back to that mountaintop of faith. Let's do a heart check. Have we lost any of our love for the things of God? Does reading His Word, praying, or spending time with the people of God just not excite us anymore? Let's work on correcting this while we can. God wants us to return to days when we were burning bright with a desire to know God and make Him known to others. 4. You are in spiritual danger when you become distracted. People are well aware that driving a vehicle under the influence of drugs or alcohol is a potentially deadly choice for the driver and others. There are signs everywhere that are pleading with people to not drive under the influence. From texting to applying makeup, it seems more and more people are out driving our roadways distracted. This is dangerous. Spiritually speaking, I fear we have many Christians who are completely distracted. Does the Bible speak on distraction? Yes, it most certainly does. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." If a lion was prowling around your backyard, what would you do? Even worse, what if that lion had access to your house, your bedroom, the bedrooms of your family? I am sure you would want to prepare yourself for such a battle. And you should, because this lion certainly exists, and his name is Satan. We as Christians need to be vigilant and anticipate attacks from the devil. We need to be busy arming ourselves for spiritual warfare. The worst thing a Christian could do is lie there asleep or drunk while a lion is roaming about looking for an easy meal. Fighting a lion is hard enough when you are prepared for it, even more so when you're caught off guard. Thankfully for us, There are some things to do that will keep us alert and help protect us from spiritual danger. Reading our Bibles and studying them diligently, praying, and going to church are all ways to stay diligent. Let us heed the clear warning in Scripture of staying alert and avoid becoming distracted. 5. You are in spiritual danger when you are too comfortable. Is there anything inherently wrong with being comfortable? Extra legroom on a flight, freshly washed sheets in bed, a nice hot shower? There's nothing wrong with any of these things. There's nothing wrong with comfort. However, like many things in life, sometimes too much of a good thing can quickly turn into a bad thing. We tend to become somewhat spoiled when we become too comfortable. The Bible warns us, Proverbs 27, verse 7, "One who is full loathes honey, but to one who is hungry, everything bitter is sweet." Honey is great. When we have luxuries like this or any other comforts God allows us to have, we should enjoy them. But there's a difference between enjoying and overindulging. The Bible tells us that we can get to such a place of comfort that the luxuries we should enjoy become disgusting to us and dangerous to our spiritual lives. We need to avoid being in a place of abundant comfort. When we become intoxicated by all the comforts we enjoy, this has the potential to cause us to take it all for granted and to become so comfortable that we do not lean on God like we should. When my family and I are out preaching the gospel, time and time again, we see more people come to Christ in economically challenged neighborhoods than others. The reasoning for this is the fact that these people typically do not enjoy an overabundance of comfort. Going without luxuries, or even essentials in some cases, causes people to be more humble and to see their need for God. This, of course, is just a generalization. The truth remains, regardless, we as Christians need to avoid becoming too comfortable. We've seen just how important it is to take the warning signs we find in Scripture and apply them to our own lives to protect ourselves spiritually. The warning signs are scattered throughout the Bible for our benefit, and we should take them to heart. Allow the Word of God to resonate with you and keep you on the path of righteousness.
The average human adult body has about 5 liters of blood circulating through it. Blood is literally life to the body. Red blood cells carry oxygen and carbon dioxide. White blood cells help defend the body against disease and infection. Platelets help stop bleeding. Plasma carries blood cells and other components, and it supports the immune system. So you see, blood is significant. Blood is also significant in the Bible. In the book of Genesis, we're told how one day Cain suggested to his brother Abel, "Let's go out into the fields." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Afterward, the Lord asked Cain, "Where is your brother? Where is Abel?" Cain responded, saying, "I don't know. Am I my brother's guardian?" But the Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." Think of that. God said, "Your brother's blood cries out." In the book of Exodus, the children of Israel were instructed to take the blood of a lamb and put it on the 2 doorposts and the lintel of the houses. And God told them that the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Then, in the final days before Jesus was crucified, he sat with his disciples for the Last Supper. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." And then finally, Jesus was crucified at a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. I want you to imagine this scene. Here is Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, hanging on a cross. Soldiers had mocked him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. They twisted a crown of thorns, and they put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And it was there on the cross that Jesus shed his innocent blood for our sins. And now we can call on the blood of the precious Lamb of God for protection, for redemption and salvation, and to disarm the devil. So you see from these four examples, Cain and Abel, the Passover in Exodus, the Last Supper, and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, you can begin to see that blood is a significant component in this physical life, and spiritually too. But for a moment, I want you to think about your own family bloodline. What is in your bloodline, both physically and spiritually?
Every living person is a part of a family. Whether they are close with their families or not, or whether they even know their families or not, it doesn't change the fact that if you are alive, you came from somewhere. You had parents. You had grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins and siblings. So like it or not, we're all a part of a family network. And being a part of a family unit comes with many blessings. It comes with things like unconditional love and support. It comes with structure and empathy and compassion. However, for someone else, being part of a family can bring unwanted things into your life. Certain families come with baggage. Other families come with a lack of structure, a lack of love. But sometimes, being a part of a family comes with curses.
Being genetically tied to a family means that there are certain genetic dispositions that will be written in your DNA. Health histories like heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, alcoholism, drug addiction, and mental health disorders have been proven to be genetically transferable from one generation to the next. And in the same way, spiritual things are transferable from one generation to the next. Sins and patterns like adultery, fornication, divorce, broken families, lying, pride, and more can be passed down through family lines. Exodus 20 verse 5 says, "You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me." Do you see how the sins of the father can be traced down from generation to generation?
One biblical example of this that comes to mind is the family of Abraham. Abraham's family line was plagued with lies, deceit, and polygamous relationships that caused a great deal of strife in the family. Abraham lied twice about his wife being his sister to avoid trouble. His son Isaac did the same thing with his wife, Rebekah. Isaac's son Jacob, whose name literally means deceiver, had an entire lifetime affected by his deceptions. Jacob's children tried to murder their younger brother Joseph and ended up selling him into slavery and lying about it for 20 years. Do you see a pattern? Do you see what kind of baggage followed this bloodline? Furthermore, Abraham had two wives, or rather one wife and one concubine, which caused conflict between him and his wife. And while Isaac only had one wife, Jacob had two wives and two concubines, which again produced a great deal of conflict within his household. Generational curses, spiritual bloodlines or spiritual inheritance. This isn't make-believe. These are all real things we must be mindful of. Patterns and sins are passed down through generations and bloodlines. So the question for us today is, what's in your bloodline? How do you identify these sins and patterns? And how can we break these cycles?
The first way to break these cycles of generational sin and curses is to identify them. You can't deal with what you're not aware of. You cannot deal with what you have no knowledge about. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge." We need to have knowledge, saints. Find out whatever you can about your family. Pray for the guidance and the help of the Holy Spirit in order to uncover the patterns in your family. Because many people are blissfully unaware that there is something in their bloodline. And it's through God's grace, it's through the lens of discernment that you can identify various patterns of sins in your family so that you can begin the process of uprooting them. Some sins and patterns will require work and professional help. Yes, of course, we're dealing with things of a spiritual nature, but that doesn't mean you should never go and see a doctor for screening if your family has a history with a particular illness. But the most important thing we can do, in addition to doing our own due diligence with the obvious hereditary issues, is to wage war in the spirit. This is a battle to be fought through prayer. It's a battle to be fought with the blood of Jesus Christ, and it's a battle that requires faith, but through prayer, you can break the curse. Through prayer, you can break the pattern. Through prayer, you can rewrite the story in your family. Through prayer, you can change the narrative for your children and for their children. Through prayer, you can be free from sin.
Generational curses can be broken. The sins that follow your bloodline can be broken. With Abraham, eventually, those family curses were broken. After three generations of a sinful pattern of deception, Jacob's son Joseph broke the curse. In fact, he was so honest, it got him in trouble. His honesty about his dreams got him sold into slavery. His honesty and integrity got him thrown into prison. But ultimately, his honesty got him elevated to be second in command in the world's greatest empire. Joseph was able to break the curses and the patterns of his family because of his commitment and faithfulness to God. In the same way, I want you to know that the ultimate breaker of every curse is Jesus. The one who can break every generational spirit is Jesus. It is only Jesus who can break those patterns in your family. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Chain-breaking power. Curse-breaking power. We don't have to be governed by our family history. We don't have to be slaves to generational sins. In Jesus Christ, we are free and free indeed.
There is a hymn which is so powerful and is so relevant when it comes to the breaking of sins and the breaking of curses. And it says, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." That's the good news. The chains have already been broken by the blood of Jesus Christ. The curse has already been reversed. It was reversed on the cross when blood was shed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so what does that mean? It means that there is power available to you to break the pattern. There is power available to us so that we can disrupt the family curses and change the narrative. So Grandpa was an alcoholic and Daddy was an alcoholic. The blood of Jesus Christ can break that pattern. The grandparents got a divorce. Your parents got a divorce. Auntie and uncle got a divorce. Well, you can break that pattern through the blood of Jesus Christ. Today, should you decide to believe, should you decide to have faith, then through the power of Christ, you can break the pattern. You can break every ungodly cycle in your family. You can be liberated and freed from any evil chains. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. So be encouraged. Be of good cheer. Christ has overcome.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.